Greetings, everyone. Welcome to the Crypto Regulatory and Compliance Updates of September 2025. United States SEC Chairman Paul S. Atkins issues statement on court ruling affecting Rule 10c1a and Rule 13f2. On 5th of September 2025, its chairman, Paul S. Atkins, responded to a ruling of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. This court is one of the highest appellate courts in the United States, and its decisions carry binding authority across several states. The court considered two rules adopted by the U.S. SEC in 2023. The first, Rule 10c1a, requires detailed reporting of securities lending, a practice where shares are lent to other market participants, often for short selling. The second, Rule 13f2, introduces reporting of short positions through a new form called Form SEEO. The court found that the U.S. SEC had not sufficiently studied the combined economic impact of these two rules. Instead of canceling them, the court sent them back for further review. Chairman Atkins stated that now U.S. SEC staff would now re-examine the rules and their compliance burdens. Importantly, the deadlines remain in place for now, with firms expected to comply in phases stretching into 2026 and 2027. United States SEC Chairman Paul S. Atkins elaborates on Project Crypto and Digital Asset Regulation at OECD Roundtable in Paris. On 10th of September 2025, Paul S. Atkins, as Chairman of the SEC, traveled to Paris to address the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, or OECD. The OECD is an international organization where governments and regulators meet to discuss economic policy and global market rules. In his remarks, Atkins introduced Project Crypto, the U.S. SEC's evolving framework for regulating digital assets. He made several key points. Crypto is now a permanent fixture of global finance. Most crypto tokens should not be treated as securities, and the old enforcement-first approach of the U.S. SEC had driven innovation abroad. He pledged instead to create codified and transparent rules, giving investors and entrepreneurs certainty. Atkins also underlined that activities like trading, lending, and staking should all operate under one regulatory umbrella. He further explained that investors should be free to choose different custody solutions to avoid risks of concentration in a few providers. His speech reflected a decisive shift in how the United States intends to regulate crypto, moving closer to the frameworks being adopted globally. United States SEC appoints James Maloney as Director of Division of Corporation Finance. On 10th of September 2025, the U.S. SEC announced a leadership change. James J. Maloney is appointed as the Director of the Division of Corporation Finance. This division plays a central role in overseeing company disclosures, corporate governance, and securities offerings in the United States. Maloney is no stranger to the U.S. SEC. He began his career at the U.S. SEC in the 1990s, working in the Office of Mergers and Acquisitions, and he was one of the principal authors of Regulation MA, which governs tender offers, mergers, and proxy contests. After his government service, he spent 25 years as a partner at Gibson, Dunn & Kutcher, a major U.S. law firm, advising clients on securities regulation. His appointment is expected to bring both continuity and reform, particularly as the division prepares to modernize disclosure frameworks and corporate governance standards. United Kingdom FCA brings first court appearance for three finfluencers in global crackdown on illegal promotions. On 10th of September 2025, the United Kingdom Financial Conduct Authority, or UKFCA, announced a landmark prosecution. Three social media personalities, Charles Hunter, Kayan Khalifa, and Luke Desmarais, often referred to as finfluencers, appeared before Westminster Magistrates Court in London. They were charged under Section 21 of the UK Financial Services and Markets Act 2000, which makes it a criminal offence to promote investment activity without proper authorisation from the UKFCA. The allegations are that they promoted high-risk contracts for difference, or CFDs, to their online followers. CFDs are complex derivative products, heavily restricted in the UK, as they are associated with very high investor losses, historically up to 80% of retail traders lose money. All three defendants pleaded not guilty. Their next court hearing will take place at Suffolk Crown Court on 8th of October 2025. United States SEC to host webinar for large firms on Regulation SP compliance. On 16th of September 2025, the US SEC announced a compliance webinar scheduled for 25th of September 2025. Regulation SP is the primary privacy rule in the United States financial sector. It governs how brokers, advisors, and investment firms handle and safeguard personal financial information of their clients. The amendments adopted in 2024 strengthen these obligations. To help large firms adjust, the US SEC is hosting a webinar featuring officials from three internal divisions: examinations, investment management, and trading and markets. The session will explain new compliance duties, outline how SEC examiners will review implementation, and answer firms' questions. This is the first in a three-part outreach series, with subsequent events aimed at smaller registrants and transfer agents. United States SEC appoints four new members to Investor Advisory Committee. On 16th of September 2025, the US SEC appointed four new members to its Investor Advisory Committee. This committee was created by Congress under the US Securities Exchange Act of 1934 to provide independent advice to the US SEC on regulatory priorities and investor protection. The four new members are C. Rodney Carmagese, Global Head of Equity Investment at Vanguard, James R. Copland, Senior Fellow at the Manhattan Institute, John A. Gulliver, Executive Director at the Committee on Capital Markets Regulation, and Sergio G. Rodriguera Jr., co-founder of Straylight Systems. Each will serve a four-year term. With these appointments, the committee now has 20 members, representing a blend of market practitioners, policy experts, and industry leaders. United States CFTC and US SEC extend Form PF compliance date to 1st of October 2026. On 17th of September 2025, the US Commodity Futures Trading Commission, or US CFTC, and the SEC issued a joint statement extending the compliance deadline for amendments to Form PF. Form PF is a confidential reporting form created after the 2008 financial crisis under the Dodd-Frank Act to monitor risks in hedge funds and private equity. Amendments adopted in February 2024 broadened reporting obligations, requiring large hedge fund advisors to disclose greater detail on liquidity, leverage, and counterparty exposures. The compliance date was initially October 2025, but has now been moved to October 2026. This one-year extension responds to industry concerns about compliance costs and also aligns with the January 2025 presidential memorandum calling for agencies to review pending rulemakings. United Kingdom FCA publishes consultation on standards for crypto firms. On 17th of September 2025, the UK FCA published a consultation paper proposing new minimum standards for crypto asset firms. The consultation addresses three major themes: strengthening governance and operational resilience, preventing financial crime, and enhancing consumer protection. The UK FCA is exploring whether the consumer duty under new UK regime, requiring firms to ensure fair treatment and outcomes for customers, should be extended to crypto firms. If adopted, this would be the expansion of regulatory responsibility in the crypto sector. Feedback is invited until 15th of October 2025 for the discussion paper and until 12th of November 2025 for the consultation paper. Final rules are expected in early 2026 after enabling legislation passes through Parliament. Refer to the website for detailed compliance analysis.